And something you wear over your dress when you're cooking.
Aprons.
And this is a
pan.
And something you use to put a keep a baby diapers up.
Pans.
All right. And a another way of saying a dime is.
10 cents.
All right, and a on the side of a pump, they used to have a little thing to get a drink with, a made of metal, a cup.
Cup.
What were they usually made of?
Well, I believe that they, way back in the years, it was pewter.
Uh-huh.
And probably some made out of other things.
All right. What about canned goods? When you think of canned, although they're not necessarily made of this, when you talk about a can, they used to call it what kind of can?
Fruit jar?
Yeah, or a, you know, I mean, it's what it's made of. What the, what? Not a, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you get it at a store that's made of metal.
Tin?
Yeah. And over a man's shirt, he might wear a...
vest.
All right, and over the vest, he might wear a...
coat.
And, these are...
trousers.
Any other names for that?
Breeches.
Okay. And then, say, someone might say, did you bring my coat? And you say, yes, I have.
Belt.
All right. And you tried, he tried the coat on yesterday, and the coat just right. It
fit.
All right. And he bought a new coat and trousers, and he had himself a...
suit.
It wasn't an old one, he just got it. It was a...
new.
All right. And my pockets are all filled up with things. And my pockets really...
bulge.
All right. And a shirt that was washed, and maybe it was washed in hot water, and it shouldn't have been. And it
shrunk.
All right. And you'd say that shirt has...
shrunk.
Okay. Now, would you ever call it, remember any other name for that? Other than shrank or shrunk? You ever use draw up around here?
Yes, I have heard that expression.
Uh-huh. And how would you use that?
Drawed up.
If it meaning the same thing then as...
yes.
As
yes, I remember that thing.
Oh. If a woman likes to put on fancy clothes, you'd say she really likes to...
dress.
All right, and if she likes, you know, she spends a lot of time, you know, with makeup and so forth, you'd say she spends an awful lot of time.
With makeup, or?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean, but if you do something like primping or prinking up or diking up or rigging up or diking out or primp up or prink up or dial up, if any of those.
No, primp.
Okay. Fine. And something you carry to the store in your hand when you're going to the grocery store.
Bag.
All right. Now, would you call it anything else besides a bag?
Well, pocketbooks.
Yeah. What about something inside? This is another word for something you might put inside that's a little smaller.
Purse.
Yeah. And something you you wear around your neck would be a...
star?
Yeah, this is the jewelry, though.
Oh, necklace?
Now, if you're talking about in relation to beads, what would you call it, a what of beads?
Well, they are tall beads, and necklace is two of them.
Yeah. Well, could you ever call it a string or a pair of beads?
Yes, that was commonly used.
Which one?
String of beads.
Not pair of beads.
Well, I think I have heard that, but not very often.
All right.